Want more of your favorite actors? Make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at QCode Media for exclusive behind-the-scenes, casting updates, and show giveaways.
Hello, listeners. Be advised, this show is an immersive audio experience. Please use caution if you're operating a motor vehicle, as it may seem like sounds are coming from the sides and behind you.
The Left-Right Game is brought to you in this dimension by Sonos. Experience brilliant otherworldly sound with Sonos.
Do you need me to adjust the tension?
No. Just maybe. Sorry, yes, please. Is that okay?
Of course. No problem at all. Just keep pedaling as long as you can. Any forward movement is the goal right now.
How long do I have left?
2 minutes, 30 seconds. Then we rest for another three.
Do you want a moment?
All right. Keep going. You're doing well.
Hello?
Hey, it's Laura again.
Hey, Laura, how's it going?
Great. Sorry I had to hang up earlier. Archie was being a little menace, weren't you? You know, you're the only one from the gang he hasn't met yet. You should come and visit.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'm not getting out much at the moment, but maybe later in the year I could...
Of course, don't stress about it. Wait till you're, you know, fully recovered and everything. Did you get our card?
I did. Thank you. It was lovely. I was actually wondering if I could ask you a question about uni.
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying to get in touch with Alice Charman. She was in our year. Do you have her number?
Charman.
British Caribbean, sounds American, studied journalism.
I think I know an Alice. Was she in the cycling society?
No, she was... Oh, crazy thing, I thought you were housemates for like 2 years.
Sorry, I don't think so. Didn't Max study journalism? Maybe give him a call.
Thanks, I already actually... Yeah, maybe. Thanks, Laura.
Okay, sorry I couldn't help. See you soon, hopefully.
You have one new message and three saved messages. To listen.
Hey man, it's Craig. Sorry I missed you. I checked with Molly as well and we, sorry, I don't think we knew and Alice. So, by the way, mad rumour going round. Did you get hit by a...
Hey, Mum. I'm popular today.
Hey, love. Are people calling you? You're always popular. You're not cycling, are you?
What? No. How could I even... It's the exercise bike, you know, the physical therapy?
Oh. Okay, good. So listen, I was on the phone with Dr. Moss, and she's actually free.
Mum, I don't need you to make calls for me.
No, I know. It's just that these things book up quickly, so if you wanted to... Talk to her. I just wanted to make sure you had a space.
No, I get it. I don't know her.
Well, she's got really good reviews. There's a site that rates doctors, and she's got 4.7 out of 5. I mean, only a few people have given her one star, and well, you know, if they're leaving bad reviews for a psychiatrist, maybe they aren't all there.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to always be bothering you. I've made the booking, but you can cancel it 48 hours beforehand, so... I'm sorry, it feels silly now I'm saying it. If you're sure that everything's all right, we don't have to. Hello?
When is it?
From American Stories, I'm Alice Sharman. Thank you for joining us.
No, please! Please, no!
What do we tell them? Rob! This is Bristol to all cars. We're heading back on the road. Get yourselves in formation and make way for everyone around you. We've got a while to go before we stop for the night.
Bristol? Where's Ferryman?
Ferryman's here.
Where's Ace?
Ace didn't make it across.
What?
What the fuck? Bristol, where is he?
Bristol, what's going on?
We need to get to the stopping point. It isn't safe to stay here. I'm sorry.
Hey, Bristol, what's going on?
Do you think he's dead?
I don't know.
Bristol! Rob, are you kidding me?
Rob.
We've been trying to reach you for 4 hours. What the fuck is
going on? Lilith, give her time.
Give her... Are you kidding me? We've been waiting for 4 hours. I think that was enough.
What's happening, Bristol?
Did Ace turn back?
No. He didn't turn back. They wrecked his car.
The tow truck? Well, did he get out?
No. They,
What happened to him? Bristol.
Bristol? I swear to God.
He's dead, Lilith.
What?
Two guys in the tow truck coming out of Jubilation. They got him. Took him back to town. The way they were treating him, he ain't gonna last long.
Oh, my goodness.
What? Rob, what are they gonna do to him?
I can't tell you. Nothing like this has happened before.
Well, obviously, we have to go back.
But that ain't gonna happen.
We're not gonna fucking abandon him.
Lilith.
No, Bristol. Rob, we're going back.
No, we're not.
Maybe me and Rob can go together. You know the place, right, Rob?
The kid is dead, Apollo.
But he was alive when you last saw him,
okay,
so...
Guys...
So, at what point did you decide that he was a fucking lost cause?
When I saw him being carried away with a fucking tow hook sticking out of his mouth.
Jeez.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
Did you see this?
I saw enough. I had to close my eyes when it happened. Rob tried to save him, but it was too late. Something funny, Blue Jay?
I'm sorry. Are you serious? You closed your eyes? My God, there it is. There it is.
I'm sorry?
I mean, what kind of a journalist are you? Do you close your eyes for magic tricks too? So the magician can peek at your fucking card?
What the fuck, Blue Jay?
Come on, this isn't the time.
Oh, it isn't the time. It isn't the time. Oh, the time is well fucking overdue. I've been holding my tongue for 2 days. Don't you get it? This is a hoax. It's fake. Rob Guthard's played you all like fucking children. Ace is fine. He's probably an actor. Like the hitchhiker was an actor. And those townspeople, too. I mean, Jesus, wake the fuck up.
I saw Rob shoot one of those townspeople with a hunting rifle. I saw the wound. It was real.
Oh, does that make it real? Jesus, you can buy a blood-filled squib and blank rounds from any major property dealer, but that's real. That's real, okay. Seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Blue Jay, come on, please.
Okay, firstly, I don't like your fucking tone. Secondly, maybe you haven't noticed, but we've been the only cars on the road for almost 2 days. And what about Jubilation? You're saying that Rob hired a whole town? That would be fucking impossible.
Oh, yeah. Sure, that's impossible. But it's totally believable that we're driving on a magic road. It doesn't matter how high budget the scam is. That's still all it is. A scam. This man is a fucking liar. And BBC America over here is giving him all the publicity he wants. I mean, these people are sheep, but you, Bristle, you're a fucking sycophant.
Okay, look, I'm not going to pretend to know what's going on here. For all I know, you could be right. I want you to be right. But why would Rob spend the production budget of a Hollywood film to trick a radio journalist and two vloggers? Trust me, our website does not get enough traffic for that.
You're self-important. It's not you he's trying to fool.
The fuck are you talking about?
Oh, he knows. Right, Rob? You know who I am, don't you?
That's true. I know who you are, Denise.
What?
Wait a minute, who is this? She sounds familiar.
Are you fucking serious?
Whoa. Denise?
Denise Carver?
No. Are you serious?
I'm sorry, who's Denise Carver?
She's the biggest killjoy in the hobby.
Oh, fuck you, you fucking child.
Denise is a member of the SRIA, Skeptics and Rationalists Institute of America. She likes to get herself invited on these sorts of expeditions under a false name so she can debunk them publicly. You want to gather that she doesn't believe in the supernatural.
Actually, I do believe in the supernatural. I believe that it's a billion-dollar industry built on selling comfortable lies to the gullible.
Wait, what? Relax.
Yeah.
And it thrives on shitty journalists and attention whore bloggers who are willing to spread whatever shit they think will get them traffic.
And that's why you took so long getting around the roadblock. Even when the truck was coming for Ace, you didn't think it was real.
Oh, did you? Oh, my God. You do. You actually believe it. 2 days in, and you're already willing to swallow anything he gives you. Fucking pathetic. Anyway, Rob, I'm flattered you went to all this trouble. I didn't know my work was so offensive to you.
Oh, I admire your work, Denise. Always have. That's why I brought you along.
Oh, bullshit. I'm fucking done with this. Tell your friend Ace he can't act for shit.
I think I liked her better when she didn't talk.
Hey, I'm Darren Johnson, in-house composer here at Q-Code. We hope you've been enjoying the Left-Right Game on Sonos. We take pride in creating premium audio experiences, which is why we love listening on Sonos. And I was fortunate to just get set up with their latest product, the Arc. The Arc is Sonos' all-new premium smart soundbar for my go-tos in TV, movies, podcasting, and of course, music. And just like the Left-Right Game, the Arc is delivering me pure sound bliss in Dolby Atmos, giving my living room a brand new cinematic feel. And why do I love the Arc? Because my whole family does. From the climactic battle in Avengers Endgame to listening to Prince or Miles Davis, this Arc soundbar has made all the difference in my home theater. This is one of the easiest wireless systems to set up. Simply mount it to the wall, then open up the Sonos app and follow the instructions while the software does the rest. The Arc was designed from the inside out for incredibly clear sound and rich bass, then fine-tuned by Oscar and Grammy-winning producers, mixers, and artists. Simply put, it's incredible. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Can we die here, Rob?
It's possible. Rodak never killed no one before. Not so long as everyone followed the rules.
But you said in your emails it was dangerous.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's right.
But you didn't feel like telling us that we would get killed out here? I mean, fuck. Don't you think that's a pretty important omission?
In 1928, John Ebenrode killed six people and violated their bodies. Now, I've watched the Paranormicon's videos. I mean, you guys went to Ebenrode's home in Virginia looking for the man's ghost. Now, Bonnie and Clyde, they once paid $500 to stay at the Iowa Murder House, a place that's supposed to possess the people living there and force them to kill each other. I mean, goddammit, you're all supposed to be paranormal researchers, ghost hunters. But if you all honestly believed in what you were chasing, you should be accepting death as an outcome every time you step out. Now, what we're doing here has the scientific significance of the moon landing, the cultural significance of Columbus reaching the Americas, and a whole lot of people died doing both. So if you accepted the risk chasing down the ghost of a 2-bit serial killer, you should be willing to accept the risk for this. Or is this all just a joke to you?
So it's Ace's fault. He should have accepted the risk.
He did accept the risk. Ace made his decisions. He saw the dangers of the road firsthand and kept going. Look, I told you this place could be dangerous. Maybe you didn't take that seriously, but you are not going to treat me like I lured any of you here under false pretenses.
So, what are we doing now? Do we turn around?
Well, I ain't going to make that decision for you. You want to split off, head back? I suggest you wait till morning and stagger your leaving times an hour or so. See, I ain't never seen nothing like what happened back there before. And this is the most people I've ever played the game with. Maybe that's doing something.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's the only thing that's changed. The truth is, this ain't our world. None of us are supposed to be here. Even when it's one car, the road always tries to push you back. Maybe it's like bacteria in a vein. One or two might slip by unnoticed, but once it hits a certain point, it's like
an immune response.
Yes.
You think the road's pushing back on foreign objects?
And the bigger the group,
the more violent the response.
Maybe. I mean, it's a theory. I don't know. Either way, you all have to wait till morning to decide if you want to keep on the road. Bristol, you want to go home? You gotta find someone to take you. Because I ain't ready to head back yet.
Hey, Bristol.
Hey, Eve.
Are you okay?
Fine. You want to join me in exile?
They're not mad at you. You know that, right? They're mad at everything. They're just... It's just scary.
Maybe. Lilith seems mad at me.
Yeah, okay. Lilith is a little mad at you. She's just shaking, though. She's way more pissed at Rob.
Mm. What do you think? Do you think he had a point about the whole...
I don't know. Maybe. He didn't lie to us, and maybe we weren't taking it seriously. But how could we ever think that it was? What do you think? You trust him, right?
Apparently I do. I saw you had a wind-up portable charger, right, with the plug outlet.
Yeah.
Can I borrow it?
Sure. Wait, what for?
I don't think I can tell you.
Why?
Because if I do, I don't think you'll let me borrow it.
Oh my God, Bristol. No.
Someone has to. As much as I hate to say it, Blue Jay was... She was right. Somewhere between the tunnel and here, I started believing in all of this. I've just accepted it, but it doesn't mean I should stop digging. If anything... It's more important now than ever.
Well, I'll come with you.
No, you won't. It's too dangerous.
Well, I have to at least tell Lilith.
She'll insist on coming with me. Do you want that?
No. Okay, I get it. Jesus, you're scary persuasive. Just be careful, okay?
Thanks, Eve.
And though I'm super, super against this, if I bring you our camera, could you get us some footage?
Of course. Rule number one, record everything.
Right.
Good night, Bristol.
Night, Apollo.
You okay?
I'm okay, thank you.
It was just... if I'd seen what you guys... You sure?
Really, I'm fine.
Okay. Okay, well, just make sure you get a good night's rest.
Yeah. I'm turning in soon. Night. Good evening. No, actually, good morning. With American Stories in association with Paranormacon, I'm Alice Sharman. It's almost 1 a.m. I'm currently charging up a phone which is attached to 230 grams of C4, plastic explosive. This item was recovered yesterday afternoon from an abandoned car and indicates that other people beside us have traveled this road before. I'm currently in a cornfield on the other side of the trees, which I hope is sufficiently far away from the convoy to, you know, no point in anyone else potentially being. Okay, let's just get started. Okay, so far so good. I'm going to call myself from this phone so I have its number. Hopefully outgoing calls don't trigger anything. Okay, so we know the number for this phone. So next, the phone's logs. Interesting. It's already been called 3 times by a mobile number within Arizona area code. I don't see why you'd call this phone unless you were trying to test it or activate it. Either way, it's safe to assume this number belongs to whoever was driving that car. I'm making a note to check the number when we get home. Let's see what else. No note section, no web browser. It does have Snake, but this isn't the time. At least there should be, This phone hasn't sent any text, but it's received one from a third unknown number. Also with an Arizona area code. It just says, "Don't do this, Robert." That doesn't make any.
Hello?
Okay, honey.
I thought everyone had...
Oh, I'm a light sleeper and Martin, well, Clyde, snores. Did you need someone to talk to?
No, it's fine.
Gosh, it's a long day. I think I just need to sleep. Thanks, Bonnie.
My name's Linda, if you're wondering.
Alice.
Oh, that's a beautiful name. Well, Alice, I know I don't talk much, but I know how to listen. If you ever want to...
Thank you, Linda. I might take you up on that. Have a good night.
Have a good night. And remember, everything will be all right once we get to Wintry Bay.
To where? You've said that before. What did it mean? Bonnie, what does that mean?
The Left Right Game stars Tessa Thompson as Alice, Amel Amin as Tom, W. Earl Brown as Rob, Dio Kinney as Apollo, Colleen Kemp as Blue Jay, Inanna Sarkis as Lilith, Jojo T. Gibbs as Eve, Robin Bartlett as Bonnie, John Billingsley as Clyde, Jane Wall as Mom, and Anna Popplewell as Laura. Created and written by Jack Anderson. Directed by Emma Tammy. Produced by Q Code, Automatic, and Tessa Thompson. Production executive, Tess Ryan. Recorded by Alvin Wee and Jorel Corpus. Edited by Ryan Walsh. Sound design and mixed by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Will Files. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Talent coordinator, Shay Donovan. Special thanks to Joaquin Artrich. The Left Right Game is a Q Code production.
Experience brilliant, room-filling sound with Sonos. Expand your audioverse at sonos.com.